Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Andre Fernandez, one of the great guys in the business, always has been, one of the tremendous writers, is now with the Tallahassee Democrat, and he's covering the FSU Seminoles, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Andre, thanks so much for taking the time. I know it's probably a shock to a lot of the people who know you that you're covering FSU, being a lifelong Miami fan.
Well, Miami alumni, really, not just
lived
in Miami my whole life, but yeah, no, it's been a good experience so far. It's been interesting, you know, the move up here, and you know, at a time where we're getting ready for football season, so it's a good time to like hit the ground running and see, you know, try something new and, you know, see it from the other side, I guess.
You know, when you take a look at it, I mean, you are the type of guy, you've covered football, you covered basketball, you had the baseball beat for a long while, got a chance to go to some All-Star games and had an opportunity to see things in the NBA like that and worked a lot of NFL. So to you, it's sort of like it's you've been here before, but it's a good place to be in because of the fact that competitive football at a Power 5 program. I mean, you could have landed in a small town just like that, but not have had such a luxury of having that. And everything, it's like here, everything you write, those FSU fans will be on you. Good and bad.
I think even more, too, because when you talk about, you know, in Miami, the fans have, you know, they care about UM and, that sort of thing, but there's a lot of different teams to root for. Up here, They eat, sleep, breathe, everything. It's just the Seminoles, pretty much. So it's like there's even more intensity. You know how it is in a smaller city like this. And they're definitely a passionate fan base. And, you know, they've hit a rough patch now, the program has. But they're looking to come out of it, and they're excited about the chances of doing that.
Yeah, you know, as we're speaking with Andre Fernandez, the beat writer now for the FSU Seminoles, Tallahassee Democrat. The thing I was going to say is that you take a look at this program, and I about a year, a little over a year ago, I believe right before the pandemic, when Coach Norville got the job, his first stop was Boca Raton, and he came down because he wanted to reach out to an area that was kind of soured on FSU because they weren't recruiting players from Dayton, Broward, and Palm Beach, as much anymore. And that area and the coaches weren't happy. And you could tell that somebody would take the time to go into such hostile surroundings that he was here and he listened to everything. And, you know, I got a good feeling about him then. I got a good feeling about him when I saw him at the one of the youth clinics before, while there still was a dark period back, I think, in May, that they had a couple of youth clinics, and they had one at Tamiami. And I know you've had only a short time to really talk with him and be around him. I got a really good feeling about him. And plus, I knew his background, Andre, because I knew that he was whether it was at Memphis or wherever he was, he's always been a winner, sort of like Lashley. Lashley from Miami reminds me of that as well.
Yeah, he does. And then, like you said, he's got that personality. You know, he's very energetic. He seems like he cares a lot to make this program successful again. And he's going to bring it. Like, he's not going to stop working every day to make that happen. He's been hosting. He did something this summer, which, you know, he intensified from years past here. He did a lot of camps. You know, he had the one mega camp. I think he had like about 3,000 kids up here. that came up and had, you know, from all over the place to kind of try and give FSU that visibility again. But like you're saying, he's recruited Georgia really well, too, like the southern Georgia area especially. He's got a lot of commits from there. But like what we saw a couple, you know, yesterday, actually, you know, to get Daughtry Richardson, to get Daniel Lyons from down there, I mean, that just shows you the inroads he's making in South Florida, you know, early on. I mean, you know, we know recruiting is, you know, kids can change their minds between now and December, that sort of thing. But it's impressive to see, you know, 17 commits already in June. That's not bad. I mean, considering where this program's been the last couple of years, and he's doing it, like you said, he's doing it from Georgia to South Florida, and he's on the field itself, like as far as building a roster, he's doing it from the inside out too. If you look at a lot of the commits, it's a lot of offensive linemen, it's a lot of defensive, you know, star guys that are, you know, four star or even in some cases five star guys that are, you know, mostly guys that are up front, like on the defensive line. Because he knows he has to rebuild the depth that was lost these last couple of years on their previous coaching staffs up here.
You know, they had a running start because they had their transfer portal deal. I think they had, what, 7-8 players before anyone ever. Yeah, so
yeah, they
that
hit the
helped.
Portal. They hit the portal pretty hard because they knew the same reason. They just, you know, the cupboard was left pretty dry up here, and they just needed to get, you know, quality players. And you know, they got a few that are going to play key roles this year, like Jermaine Johnson on defense, and obviously if he ends up, you know, probably being the starting quarterback, Mackenzie Milton, you know, who they're hoping can be kind of the player he was, can be, you know, pretty close to, if not the same type of player he was at UCF. And Norvell knows firsthand, you know, Milton beat him 3 times when he was at Memphis, so he knows what kind of player he can be.
Yeah, no doubt. Andre Fernandez joining us, Tallahassee Democrat. If that sounds kind of different, it is. And this is somebody who's, like he said, spent his entire life down here. Dad from Miami High. How much more Miami can you be? You know, I mean, but you know, you take a look at Tallahassee, and because it's situated in a, you know, while it is a smaller city, everything revolves around it as far as politics. So to me, you know, it could be a city of 9 million for what, you know, for the influence the city has, and a lot of people like that. And you know, I was up there for the state championship last year. I was up there for like 5 days to see them all. It's it's a really nice area, you know. I mean, it is a lot of kids, you know, settle. This is one thing too, as you mentioned, a lot of kids settle in that area afterwards and get jobs. Yeah. You know, if they don't play professionally, they teach, they coach. I look at a lot of those guys, and like you said, the only other program they have is Florida A&M, which is, you know, and they're trying to do a lot of good stuff over there as well. Before we let you go, we talked about the recruiting and how this year, just like Manny Diaz said in the past, you've got to put one on top of another to just be in that conversation. I'm talking about recruiting classes, to just be in that conversation as one of the top teams. Right now, they've got a really good one. He seems like the type of guy, he's getting the 23, 24 kids, but he wants – he's got to get this 22 class filled out and get some guys that could step in and make an impact over the next year.
Right, definitely. I mean, the 17 commits already for this year is pretty good. Like I was saying before, that's a pretty solid start to recruiting. Now the whole question is, do most of them stick and that sort of thing? Because you know how it is, then the season starts, and depending on what kind of success you're having, and they're obviously not, you know, quite there yet. They're still in a situation where they have a really tough schedule this year. So, you know, even getting a bowl, even earning a bowl bid this year would be a victory for the program, you know, from where they've been going 3-6 last year. But he's got a few commits also, you know, for the upcoming classes. They've landed a couple here, and they landed a quarterback from Tennessee a couple days ago. You know, they've got Lamont Green's kid is committed in his class of 2023, you know, as well. That's a, you know, solid player. You covered him. We know all about him. So that's the thing. He's not neglecting the fact that it's going to take probably about, maybe we saw it with the Hurricane, it's going to take about 3 solid recruiting classes to really, really beef it up to the point where you can get back to sort of where Miami is right now, where people think they have a chance to win the Coastal Division and maybe compete a little bit with Clemson.
Good stuff. Andre Fernandez, tell everybody how they could follow you, because obviously we have a lot of FSU fans down here. Believe me, you know that.
Yeah, well, Tallahassee.com is the website for the newspaper, and then my Twitter handle hasn't changed. It's the same, Larry. Fernandez Andre C on Twitter. That's where all our content's going to be out, you know, now and throughout the season.
Good stuff, brother. I appreciate you joining us, as always. We'll talk to you often.
Definitely. Thanks, Larry. Thanks for having me, man. Talk soon.
Good stuff. Andre Fernandez, we're so used to saying Miami Herald and such, but now with the Tallahassee Democrat covering FSU. So we wish him all the best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.